live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. Good evening. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach has suggested the plan for unlocking the country can be sped up if the medical evidence remains strong. The Chief Medical Officer has told government ministers, though, he won't be recommending a change to the 2 metre social distancing rule at the moment. The decision on how long the COVID emergency payment will last may be made by the next government, according to the Taoiseach. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach tells the Dáil he and others are speaking with churches to see how restrictions on funerals can be eased. And the European Commission announces a €750 billion coronavirus recovery fund. Also coming up, Piers Doherty calls for a major reduction in TD's wages. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15 this evening. But we begin with COVID-19 and discussions in the Dáil today. The Taoiseach has suggested that the plan for unlocking the country could be sped up if the medical evidence remains strong. However, Leo Varadkar warned people that they need to hold the line and wait for more evidence ahead of a June 5th decision on proceeding to phase two. Health Minister Simon Harris told the Dáil the reproductive rate of the virus remains stable at between 0.4 and 0.5. The minister says there is grounds for cautious optimism.
All of our efforts now, our entire national effort, must be to keep the reproduction number below one and to keep cases low so that we can keep this virus as weak as possible. Once that R number remains below one, this virus is continuing to be suppressed. The temptation, the understandable temptation, might be to think that the battle is won and that we can drop our guard at last. That would be an extremely dangerous position to adopt because, unfortunately, it's certainly not the case.
The Chief Medical Officer has told government ministers that he won't be recommending a change to the 2 metre social distancing rule at the moment. At a meeting this afternoon, it's understood Dr. Tony Holohan told ministers it's required to ensure continued suppression of the virus. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Cabinet ministers had a private meeting with the Chief Medical Officer this afternoon. Dr. Tony Holohan briefed them on the current state of play when it comes to the coronavirus. Concerns were raised about the social distancing guidelines, with some ministers wanting the 2 metre rule reduced to 1 metre, which the WHO says is safe. But Dr. Holohan told them he has no plans to recommend that at the moment. Meanwhile, in the Dáil, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said if the medical evidence continues to be positive, the roadmap for reopening the country could be sped up.
As things develop, elements of that plan could be accelerated and could be brought forward. But I really would ask the public and ask the House to hold firm for now. We're only in phase one.
While Minister Simon Harris told TDs the health service is examining whether some form of visitation for people in nursing homes is possible.
I do want residents in nursing homes today to know, and their families, that we're looking at this and we're hoping to be in a position to make progress on it shortly. There has to be a safe way of bringing about some level of visiting.
The Taoiseach also said that no decision has been made on how long the COVID-19 welfare payments will be extended for, and that the decision may even fall to the next government. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Well, Minister Harris and the Taoiseach were also asked today about funerals and the restrictions on people attending them. The Taoiseach told the Dáil he and others are speaking with churches to see how restrictions on funerals can be eased, particularly in terms of the limit of only 10 people attending.
I spoke to some people who had to make that awful decision of choosing which 10 and then to explain to the 11th or 12th or 13th person why they couldn't be there. And I think we've all seen the scenes of people gathering in a car park or gathering along the street, sometimes touching, but really painful as well. So we do understand that this is a really difficult thing for a lot of people, whether the person died of COVID or not. It's just as difficult trying to get through a funeral of that nature with these rules. So we have started a discussion with the churches about how we might be able to amend that over the next couple of weeks. And a lot of it may be to do more with the size of the church than anything else, because obviously a very large church could take more people with social distancing than a very small church. But the idea is to develop a practical solution to that. And there are protocols that exist in other countries like Germany and Italy already. And also my discussions with the Catholic bishops a few weeks ago, they were particularly interested to know what we might be able to do to allow some baptisms to happen again and weddings. Again, they would be small, but a lot of people have been waiting a long time to christen their child. And obviously we want to make all of these things possible sooner rather than later, but to do it safely.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar there. The European Commission has announced a €750 billion coronavirus recovery fund. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says €500 billion in grants and €250 billion in loans will be offered to member states. The funds raised will need to be repaid through future EU budgets. Ursula von der Leyen explained to MEPs how the initiative will work.
Next Generation EU will invest in repairing our social fabric, protect our single market, help rebalancing balance sheets across Europe. And while we are doing this, we need to press fast forward towards a green, a digital and a resilient future, because this is the future of Europe's next generation.
Around 79% of Leaving Cert students have registered for the calculated grading portal, which was established by the government. 48,075 students had signed up by lunchtime today. The portal closes tomorrow night. Students who have yet to sign up are being reminded they need their examined PPS numbers, an email address and a mobile number. Sinn Féin is calling for a major reduction to the amount of money paid to TDs after they retire or lose their Dáil seat. 38 former deputies have been paid nearly €1.1 million since February's general election. They got the money in lump sums and termination payments, according to Freedom of Information files. Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty says the cash amounts are far too generous.
We believe that TDs, office holders, ministers are paid too much. We want to reduce those payments, and by reducing the annual salary that TDs, senators and ministers receive, that will have an effect on cutting their lump sum payments, cutting their pension entitlements, because it's very clear that it's going in the wrong direction. There should be substantial reductions in ministers and TDs' pay, and that would then reduce significantly those type of payments. We also think that it's completely inappropriate that some TDs and ministers who didn't stand for election or who lost their seats are able to draw down their pension at the age of 50, and that is not acceptable.
Plans to improve how traffic flow in Letterkenny might be bettered have gone out to public consultation in advance of the completion of the 10T scheme in 2027. Donegal County Council says there is a need to provide immediate relief to traffic congestion along the N56 corridor in Letterkenny and the roads surrounding it. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
It's proposed that a traffic management system be provided at the Polestar roundabout and the adjacent junctions of the Ballyrean roundabout, Creamery roundabout, LYIT Junction and the Joe Bonner Junction on the road network comprising of sections of the Donegal Town, Letterkenny Road, Letterkenny Remelton Road, Kilmacrennan Road, Neil T. Blaney Road and the Letterkenny to Lifford Road. It's proposed that the existing Ballyrean roundabout be replaced with a signal controlled junction. The project will also include partial road and footway construction, new road markings, signage, drainage works, landscaping and accommodation works. More detailed plans are available on donegalcoco.ie. Due to COVID-19 restrictions currently in place, viewing of the plans will only be available for inspection online or can be downloaded or by contacting Donegal County Council's Customer Service Centre. Proposals will be available for inspection until 5pm on Tuesday, June the 23rd. Submissions and observations may be made in writing to the County Secretariat Office, Donegal County Council, Lifford, before 4pm on Wednesday, July the 8th.
And there are links to those plans and more detail on our website, highlandradio.com. Exports of Irish beef to China have been temporarily suspended because of a case of atypical BSE in a cow. The Department of Agriculture denies there's any public health concern. With more, here's Owen Murphy.
The Department of Agriculture says it identified a suspected case of atypical BSE in a 14-year-old cow on May the 14th. Tests later confirmed it is an atypical case of the disease, which is commonly known as mad cow disease. The department says it has voluntarily suspended beef exports to China until further notice. IFA President Tim Cullinan says it is a big concern.
Obviously it's disappointing, but my understanding is, you know, it's a technical issue. One 14-year-old cow, just a one-off incident. Obviously the department now has to do a report for the Chinese authorities, and hopefully it'll be a matter of weeks and, you know, this issue can be cleared up.
Beef Plan's Jason Fitzgerald hopes the suspension does not stay in place for a long time.
I believe it should be lifted very shortly if common sense would prevail that our checks are working. Cow is a 14-year-old cow. It's a bit like the horse meat scandal a number of years ago. The checks worked in that case as well. and we were able to intervene before any of that meat hit human consumption.
The department insists there are no public health risks associated with this occurrence.
Students are being warned not to sign up for accommodation until they get clarity on plans for lectures. Students are still awaiting information on how third level institutions will operate in the coming academic year. The OSI and Threshold say it's not yet clear how frequently students will have to attend lectures on campus. The CEO of Threshold, John Mark McCafferty, is advising students not to hand over a deposit until they're absolutely sure they need accommodation.
The warning really is look before you leap. You know, you need clarity from colleges and universities. And once you get that clarity from colleges and universities, students will be in a position to assess their circumstances and decide what type of lease agreement works for them, if any. And landlords, crucially, will need to show flexibility in cases where students are required to be on campus less than before, maybe for, you know, 1 week out of a term or out of a month.
A West Tyrone MLA says it is necessary now to look at universal basic income as a means of providing security to people in the face of wider economic insecurity. Daniel McCrossan says the North's Department of Communities must develop a robust support action plan following what he says is a 90% increase in unemployment north of the border. Mr. McCrossan warns the North is heading toward an even higher rise in welfare claims, and he's questioned the contingency plans in place in both Stormont and Westminster.
People here on this island, both north and south, realise that Boris Johnson has no mandate here and he has no understanding of the very difficult situation that we have been put in through no choice of our own. That's something that we will continue to battle. It's something the SDLP have continued to battle both in the Assembly and at Westminster and at Europe as well. We'll ensure that we get the best possible outcome for the people here, but it is tough. It is very difficult, particularly when you're dealing with a Tory administration who are so set on doing their own thing and not listening to the wider concerns of those elected in this area.
And in the shorter term, of course, Westminster is going to have a very big role to play in the recovery of the economy in Northern Ireland in the coming months. Colm Eastwood, of course, in the House of Commons, he'll be fighting the corner, no doubt. But, I mean, he's going to have a tough battle ahead.
Absolutely, and it doesn't help that there's seven empty Westminster seats there from Northern Ireland that aren't being occupied by Sinn Féin. We need all shoulders to the wheel in order to ensure that our people here, our economy here, is looked after. Money is going to be tight beyond this in our business community. Even our schools, our health service, our people out there are going to struggle very much and are at this present moment in time. Many businesses will struggle to reopen, and in order to ensure that we can get the economy on its feet or pulled back onto its feet, there is going to be a need for a contingency plan from Westminster but also from the Assembly working together to ensure that we get through this. And the only way we can do that is by working together. We need a plan that's in place. At the minute, there is no such plan, which throws all sorts of uncertainty out there and isn't helpful for those businesses that have remained closed for the last 9 or 10 weeks.
And that was West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan there. This is Highland Radio. It's 5:15. It's time for sports news. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donald. We start with cross-channel football. Premier League clubs have moved a step closer to a return to action by voting unanimously to approve the return of contact training. They've been given the green light for group sessions to resume ahead of a planned restart of the league next month. Players will be able to tackle in training, but have also been asked to minimise any unnecessary close contact. Jose Mourinho believes the coronavirus could put an end to crazy transfer fees. The Tottenham boss thinks teams won't be able to afford to spend big money because of the financial impact of the pandemic.
It's normal that you are going to have a different market. I don't see the football world ready for some crazy numbers that we are used to have. And if you ask me what I would like in my club, I would like my club to be sensible. It's going to be balanced.
Niall Quinn is set to meet with some League of Ireland players to discuss their concerns around the delay to finalise plans for a return to action. The four Irish clubs, including Derry City, that have qualified for Europe, all underwent COVID-19 testing this week in the first step on the way to getting back. The FAI's interim deputy CEO will hold a conference call with the players this coming Friday. The FAI have confirmed that the Republic of Ireland women's team will complete their Euro Championship qualifying campaign by the end of the year. Vera Pugh's sides at top of the group, but still have to face favourites Germany twice. They will go to Germany on September 19th ahead of a trip to the Ukraine on October 23rd. The final round of matches will see Ireland host Germany on December 1st. And Gaelic Games, Donegal GAA, through their Health and Wellbeing Committee, have been working with the Donegal Age Friendly Programme on a new project, It's Good to Talk. Donegal GAA players and management, past and present, are volunteering to give a lift to those who have been cocooning by pledging a few minutes of their time to make a call to someone who is isolated and to have a chat with him or her about the GAA or reminisce about former glory days. One of those players taking part is Ryan McHugh.
Just getting in contact with people, you know, some of the people that we'll be talking to would have went every single game and that we played, you know, McKenna Cup, League, Championship and everything. So just to give something back, you know, I think it's not Donegal GAA is not just the team, you know, it's everybody involved, it's supporters, it's people watching at home, it's everybody, you know. So for us to give something back to them, we're really looking forward to that.
And you can hear more from Ryan McHugh on It's Good to Talk, available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And if you know of someone who is cocooning and would avail of It's the Good to Talk project, you can contact the Age Friendly Programme through the Community Response Helpline on 1800 928 982. That's 1800 928 982. Or email covidsupport@donegalcoco.ie. Cork footballer Kieran Sheehan is the latest player to urge caution around a return to play for senior inter-county players. GAA president John Horne did hint that it could be next year before there's any competitive action, while former Meath footballer Colm O'Rourke said just last weekend that he believed there could be games before the end of the summer. Sheehan, who returned to Ireland last year after 6 years playing with the AFL, wants player welfare prioritised when plans for a return to action are being drawn up.
You know, again, you have to think about the player welfare side of things here, because, you know, if you're trying to squeeze a season out in October to December or October to January, then, you know, does that put an awful lot of pressure on guys again straight away? And that's the question kind of we have to be asking ourselves. And I think the GAA and the GPA have to be asking ourselves. Obviously, everyone wants to get back and there's an urgency to get back. But I think we just have to tread water a bit until, you know, the right measures are in place and everyone feels safe to do so, you know.
Connacht GAA Secretary John Prenti says they're aiming to finish their air dome project at the province's Centre of Excellence by September. Work on the €3 million facility was held up in March due to the pandemic, but Prenti says construction has resumed and it remains on course to be completed on time. Finally, the International Cricket Council has rejected claims this year's T20 World Cup will be postponed. Ireland is among the 16 nations in the tournament, which is due to take place in Australia through October and November. Despite the uncertainty of the pandemic, the ICC say a number of contingency plans are being considered, which will be discussed at a board meeting tomorrow. That's it from the sports desk for today. Donal, we'll be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. The central bank says the pathway to economic recovery is completely dependent on the behaviour of coronavirus. The Irish Fiscal Council estimates it'll take up to 3.5 years for the economy to recover. The central bank has made no such prediction. The Deputy Governor Sharon Donnery of the bank says it's important that the virus hit at a time of economic strength.
So I think the starting point was very important, and whether you look at the position of the government finances, whether you look at the position of the banks and the resilience they've built up over the last number of years, at the high levels of employment in the economy and so on, I think facing into the crisis, we were in a relatively good position.
Well, the Donegal Vintners Association is warning that there must be reduction in the social distancing guidelines from 2 metres to 1 if pubs are to be viable when they eventually reopen. The World Health Organization has advised keeping distance 1 metre apart from another is sufficient going forward, but Ireland is for now continuing with the 2 metre guideline, and that was, as you heard earlier in the bulletin, reaffirmed by the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, when he met with a number of cabinet ministers at lunchtime. Alice Lynch is chair of the Donegal Vintners Federation branch. She says it won't be feasible, and to give pubs any chance of surviving, there must be change. She's hopeful that change will come about by August.
When the drink is in, people have to be responsible, and that's the reason why a pub was in a safe environment as hotels and restaurants. Mm. Like if you're drinking glasses of wine or whatever the case may be, it is responsible behaviour. But as you say there now very well, you can't touch the person. Like the whole thing has changed, but I am hopeful that by the time August comes, it's a changing situation all the time.
And just to reaffirm, this evening, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, did reaffirm that he was not changing the recommendation regarding the 2 metre social distancing for the moment. That's after he was asked to do so by a number of cabinet ministers, we understand, at a meeting today at lunchtime. The ESB has launched a special COVID-19 response emergency fund for communities surrounding its wind farms. They include Crocaheeny and Donegal. The fund amounts to a total of €238,000. The ESB say they'll deliver targeted services and supports to the most vulnerable over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. The ESB's own staff and workers are also playing a part, as Catherine Gaffney now reports.
ESB employees located in the vicinity of wind farms can also volunteer their services to support projects in their communities as part of its staff volunteer programme during these challenging times. The emergency fund will be administered by CCAD, a local development company experienced in supporting communities to maximise the use of community funding. Applications are welcome from existing community-based, not-for-profit and voluntary organisations involved in the provision of community services and supplies such as food, medicines, PPE and educational material. These projects should complement the support measures which are currently being rolled out by the likes of Donegal County Council and others, such as the Community Call Initiative. The fund is now open for applications and interested organisations can apply to CCAD's website at windfarmcommunityfunds.ie.
And there's further concern over illegal dumping in North Donegal. It is shown that its discovery has been made on a side road at Dundrain. It included large items such as garden furniture, electrical equipment and bags of household rubbish. Donegal County Council has carried out a clean-up operation in the area. Local councillor Jack Murray says it's an insult to the council and especially an insult to the local community.
Yeah, unfortunately it's been a marketing piece and illegal fly tipping across South Donegal that I'm aware of. Indeed, parts of Donegal. I think it's a disgraceful attack on the local community and an extremely selfish act that people would just blight our countryside because they couldn't be bothered to deal with their own waste. And I think it's absolutely disgraceful. But I would say that the council is proactive in cleaning it up, but also in investigating those who are responsible, and it has been taken through the courts and people have been behaving fine. So people should be very mindful when they're doing this. If they're caught, they will face the course and face the courts. They will be pursued.
And the council themselves, you know, they have better things to be doing than cleaning up all this mess on a weekly, almost maybe even daily basis.
Exactly, it's not a victimless terrain. Eventually, the taxpayers of Donegal are footing the bill to clean this up. As you say, the staff members of the council who are cleaning this up could be doing much more proactive work and helping benefit our communities, but. It's an absolute insult to the people who live in this area. People are out now enjoying walks in the beautiful countryside of Donegal, and they come around the corner and they see that somebody has so selflessly just dumped their rubbish on the side of the road. It's an absolute insult to the people of Donegal.
Well, the forecast for this Wednesday evening and Met Air and tell us it will remain dry and bright this evening with winds light and variable in direction. Tonight it'll stay dry with a mix of cloud and clear spells. Lowest overnight temperatures 9 to 10 degrees Celsius. Winds staying light and variable. Tomorrow warm with dry and sunny spells. Light to moderate southeasterly breezes. Highest temperatures tomorrow 22 to 26 degrees Celsius. The main news in brief this evening, and the Taoiseach has suggested the plan for unlocking the country could be sped up if the medical evidence remains strong. However, Leo Varadkar said people must hold the line and wait for more evidence before a June 5th decision on proceeding to Phase 2. However, the Chief Medical Officer did tell government ministers he will not be recommending a change to the 2 metre social distancing rule at this point. It's understood Dr. Houlihan told ministers it's required to ensure continued suppression of the virus. The decision on how long COVID-19 emergency payments will last could be made by the next government, according to the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar did confirm it will be extended beyond the current June expiry date. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach confirmed he and others are speaking with churches to see how restrictions on funerals can be eased, particularly in terms of the limit of only 10 people attending. Our next news is at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 27th of May.
The death has taken place at his home of Jimmy Jennings, 13 Brenview Estate, Coshquin, Derry. Requiem Mass will take place on Friday morning in St Angus's Church, Burt. In accordance with current restrictions regarding coronavirus, the wake, funeral and Mass are private to immediate family only, please. The funeral Mass can be viewed on the Parish of Burt Inch and Fawn Facebook page at 11 on Friday morning. The death has taken place of Conall McMenamin, Manhattan, New York City, formerly of High Road, Letterkenny. Funeral will take place in New York City at a later date. The death has taken place of Patricia Neeson, 32 Breen Park, Victoria Bridge, formerly of Glebe Park, Sion Mills. Removal from Quigley's funeral home at 6:30 this evening to St. Therese's Church, Sion Mills. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions regarding coronavirus, the funeral will be private to immediate family only, please. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Sion Mills webcam via Melmount Parish website. The death has occurred of Maureen McLaughlin, née McGinley, 10, Needra Park, Woodlands, Letterkenny, formerly of Ranafast. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to immediate family only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed from the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyraine website and Facebook page at 12 noon on Friday. Family flowers only, please. Donations to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. And the sudden death has taken place of Eamon Kelly, Ard na Dlaise, Kilmacrenan, formerly of Annie Rathmullen. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 11 in St Catherine's Church, Auchterlinn, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen. In accordance with government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors.